Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Hour number 3 is Wednesday. It is the 23rd of May, and we're heading toward Memorial Weekend here in America. And, Jonathan, I want you to list the topics, but we're going to bring on a caller here in the first few minutes that called in an hour one briefly, and we're going to get her on to talk about something that is a very grave danger for everybody on Earth, not just even in remote areas, but every square inch of the planet itself. So, Jonathan, tell us your topics we're going to cover today, and then we'll have Dr. Kelly kind of tell us what she's concerned about. She has some health, welfare, wellness background, and she's also involved with announcing what's going on in the state of California in terms of the 5G network in the state. So, Jonathan, what are the topics for today?
Well, I propose today to get into what kinds of foods to store, and also how to get them, how to store them, how to make sure that you don't lose them because of bad storage, and a few lists, actually. We have a number of products which ought to be included and those that should not be included. I think it's very important for our food supply in the days ahead when we can't buy and sell.
Exactly. So let's bring Dr. Kelly on now to give her announcement as to what's going on, and then raise this major concern, because a lot of people are not aware of it. In fact, the vast majority of people, unless they listen to the program, because I rail against scalar toxic radiation all the time. We've had Dr. Sam Millam on the program, Les EMF all the time. Dr. Kelly, tell us what your announcements are.
Sorry about that. I had to unmute. Thank you so much for your show and your guests and your topics. And I actually did start to put together a little sort of like a Patriot healthy storage food list. And I came up with kimchi or cabbage and molasses and coconut oil.
Yeah, those sound good too. Yeah. You're clever as well. So you had an announcement of 5G. What happened in the state of California? Was it a veto by Governor Brown, or was it the Senate itself that blocked the bill?
It was actually physically vetoed by the hand of God moving through Jerry Brown, and I contacted my Senator Ted Gaines. And they were thoughtful enough and prepared well, and they sent me in a facsimile all of the details about the portions of the bill, and that it was in fact vetoed, Senate Bill SB 649. The 5G network is banned and vetoed in California.
That's really good. Now, because you know, it's not just to have autonomous vehicles, it's also to have what's called a Skyway, where people like Amazon and Jeff Bezos could deliver products to your doorstep, literally through 5G, by literally creating a matrix of the atmosphere, not just scalar radiation to talk to autonomous vehicles, but also to hack into your cell phone, your Wi-Fi network, and eventually, of course, these Frequencies are toxic to all life forms, including plants, animals, and insects. There's four major things causing colony collapse disorder and scalar radiation, and the 5G is amping it up quite a big step further, which caused further colony collapse disorder and destruction of insects and the biosphere. So people don't understand how bad this is, do they?
No, they don't. And if you look at something like the Schumann frequency, the 7.83 hertz, that is the normal, healthy background emissions coming from the planet. And
right.
I did get a chance, the beekeeper from the documentary Take Back Your Power, I met him after a SMUD meeting over there in Sacramento. I got to hang out with Eric Windheim and the gentleman that was the beekeeper featured in the movie. And it was really informative and interesting, and I really appreciate folks that get up off of your behinds and you march down to any public comment and you spend your 3 minutes talking about what is good and what is right and what is not.
Exactly. This is very dangerous. So I really appreciate you calling in, Dr. Kelly. Do call in with other issues and problems, and even your list of foods, I guess we'll consider those in our talk today. So as you understand this issue, they're actually building the Matrix. It's part of the Virtual World Project. That's why you see people like Mr. Richard Branson, Bill Gates. They want to have surveillance from space, but they plan to put up 12,000 satellites in low Earth orbit. I don't know if this ban will actually block that as well, but literally there's no square inch of the planet that won't be dangerously affected by these scalar inductive radiations.
Yeah, and I can pop with the Code of Federal Regulations, 7 CFR 205.105, talks about the allowed and prohibited substances, methods, and ingredients in organic production and handling. And at sub point F, ionizing radiation, as described in Food and Drug Administration Regulation 21 CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulations, Section 179.26. And that's good news. I got this information from...
they should include that to include non-ionizing.
Yeah.
I had an argument years ago when I did a lecture for the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in the old Watergate Hotel complex, for A4M, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. The talk was called The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And I talked about depleted uranium, halide toxins in the water, and I talked about scalar radiation. And one of the doctors was an Ontario functional medicine doc who came with her husband, who was a PhD physicist, and he was kind of sneering at me that, I didn't know what I was talking about. And what I like to do is I like people to disagree with me, because he was the amazing shrinking PhD. He was like 6'3". By the time I finished discussing with him, he was around 3'6".
That's awesome. And I wanted to share antennasearch.com for people to look at their locations and to see if there is a valid registration, because in my research, I found several of what is called a mono, M-O-N-O, pine. It's a fake, weaponized, disguised, I call it the tree of death rather than the tree of life. And Professor Dave Scanlon put together WifiFacts.com, and it shows what it's doing to the DNA, what it's doing to the blood.
Now, if you listen to my show on the breakthroughs, I've actually been standing on the shoulders of scientists like Sir Isaac Newton made that statement. People were congratulating him about making the calculus and other discoveries. He said, "I stand on the shoulders of many others. I stand on the shoulders of Linus Pauling and my research, and Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow, and Dr. Zhu in China. And what I have discovered is a way to actually measure and to create the scalar frequencies, the atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids that induce DNA. And what scalar radiation is doing, whether it's cell phones, smart meters, or Wi-Fi networks, is jamming our cellular communication of all living things.
And it's forcing them into our tissues via iontophoresis. That is where you can utilize one of the cold laser maybe 635 nanometers for red, 535 for green, and then 400 for the purple-blue, and you can actually drive substances into our tissues.
Right. It sounds like we need to actually have you on doing a show or calling in and doing an extra show. So I want to get back to our topics today, but I appreciate it, Dr. Kelly. Do contact me directly, and we'll communicate and get you on for some segments.
Will do. Thank you much. I really appreciate your work and that just thirst for that hunger and truth and knowledge, and I hope that we're all overfilled. Thank you much.
Well, and if it started in California, maybe it'll spread across the country, and we'll block these maniacs from putting this stuff up in space and turning our world into a matrix of I call beaker world, where we're all frogs in a beaker being fried with their scalar DNA being jammed. Jonathan, let's get back to the foods we're going to talk about, what to store. And I guess that's the end of that segment. I hear the music bumping. When we get back, we're going to get into these topics and expand your world and prepare you for what's coming. Believe it or not, the world to come is beautiful, wonderful, but it's like running over hot coals. What we have to face in the next number of years is vicious, intellectually brilliant, evil as hell, dangerous, and most people are ignorant of what's coming today. They really don't know.
Water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. So, Jonathan, let's get on with it. People need to start storing now. We have, of course, ready reserve food and ready store. But I tell people, you have lots of food you produce every day. Most people, when they make a meal, have excess. But there's specific things you can store and should store, and you have to do it properly, or you're going to get sick when you use it months or years later. And secondly, there's some things you shouldn't store, and other things you should buy and make sure you stockpile, because it's going to be good barterable material you can give to other people that will not make them sick, and they'll have food to eat when the stores are cleared, when society is literally stopped cold, because our society is totally dependent on electricity. It's just the power goes out. And I have this book from classified documents from Australia, the United States, and Canada, from three different sources, all saying 90% of the population will be dead in 1 year if the power just goes up. We're not even talking about a plague or a war or anything else going on, or coronal mass ejection from the sun or anything. We're just talking about the power going out, even from a cyber hack. If it happens, 90% of the population will be dead in 1 year. Amazing.
That's true. Yes, absolutely so. City living actually puts people into a place of great danger. Today, it's no longer safe. When this comes, those in the cities will die first. Those with gardens will survive longer. And we'll get into what to store and what not to store in a few minutes now.
Yeah.
And now, in stocking up for hard times, there are two types of food we should not waste our money on. The first is foods you bought in the store that are not freeze-dried do not last long. And the second one is unhealthy food. Just forget it. During an emergency, having enough snacks to make you happy will not increase your odds of survival.
Yeah, snack food. Forget about chips and snack food, right?
Absolutely. So what are some of the best foods to stock up on? Well, the first answer is foods that last. And the keys to consider are shelf life, bulk price, of course, is considered, and nutritional content. And it's wise to store foods that require no refrigeration or freezing. However, I will, in a future broadcast, show you how you can refrigerate without electricity, and that may be some help for you.
That's really cool.
But now, what is wise to do is this, to start with. Buy large sacks of rice and beans. Grains, beans, and honey will last a long time. Or just start stocking up from the grocery store. Canned food is good for 18 to 24 months. And just buy it wherever you can and get it quickly. But some of the best options we'll follow in the next little while. And may I suggest that anyone who's listening right now get a pen, get a paper, make up a list now and start purchasing. And try to get it in bulk discount. Now, in their food storage planning, some people will consider a non-flesh diet preferable. But for those used to meat, some suggestions are also worth looking at. But it is necessary, I believe, to mention that as disease gets worse, meat is becoming less and less desirable as a survival food. It'll be far better if you can survive from your own garden. But we'll address that later more. Okay, what are some of the best foods to store? Now, what the lady who came on earlier said is absolutely very good. I like what she said. She mentioned coconut, for example. Coconut
right.
is an all-round food. Do you know that in some of the Pacific Islands, if a baby can't suckle its mother for some reason, coconut milk produces all the nutrients that a growing baby needs until it can start eating food.
Right.
So anyway, we'll go on from here. Now, nut butters. Put them in jars, raw nut butters. Having peanut butter, almond butter, sesame tahini. Now, sesame seed butter can be made from tahini. Will provide for many recipes and a concentrated protein source that's very easy to prepare. So, raw nut butters, jar them up. Canned tomatoes. Now, the key ingredient in tomatoes actually becomes more bioavailable when the tomatoes are canned. And canned tomatoes, of course, can be used to make homemade pasta and pizza sauce along with chili and so on. Now, getting back to beans, canned beans. Having cans of black beans, red beans, chili beans, garbanzo beans, having them handy will support a variety of complementary sources of complete protein when served with rice. Actually, garbanzo beans are the key component of hummus, and in some countries they're available in extra large 25 ounce cans and even 108 ounce cans. That they're worth
right.
considering. Now, what about the top protein sources to store, the things that would have, say, a 6 or 12-month shelf life? There's protein in legumes, and we might mention garbanzo beans, kidney beans,
right.
lentils, lima beans, navy beans, soybeans, split peas, all of those contain a lot of protein. Now, what about the grains? Protein grains. Well, we might mention barley, brown rice, buckwheat, millet. I've only been introduced to millet recently, and I love it. It makes a wonderful breakfast dish. In grains, anyway, oatmeal, rye, wheat germ, wheat, hard red, and wild rice. All of those are grains that are very rich in protein.
Right. In fact, if you go to the subsection of our Ready store, which has a lot of these in bulk, looking at proteins, you get diced chicken dices of USDA freeze-dried. You've got the dried beef dices, freeze-dried meat packages, whole egg powder, bulk whole egg powder, dehydrated refried beans, peanut butter powder. In other words, it's dehydrated, so it's going to be super long-lasting for 25 years. These are kind of really neat. And I tell people there's one trick you can use if you're dehydrating part of your meal is to put it in tubes after you dehydrate it and drop the tubes, they're sealing packs, into liquid nitrogen carafe. So you have one in your pantry. You drop it in the liquid nitrogen carafe for 30 minutes, and then it's ready for long-term storage because it'll kill off any potential pathogens. So you dehydrate it first, and then you sterilize it by liquid nitrogen 183 degrees below zero.
Excellent. I like that. That's a wonderful suggestion.
Really easy to do it. It's cheap because you can actually drop them in there just for 30 minutes and pull it up. Boom, it's ready to store. And you actually then can label it in a container and you're done. And you want to have an oxygen absorber pack in with the food once you've dehydrated it so there's no oxygen, because if oxygen gets in there, it's going to degrade.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
That liquid nitrogen idea, in case anybody missed it, I think I'd like you to repeat that, Dr. Bill.
Yeah. Liquid nitrogen, you take your food after you dehydrate it, and you put it in the tube that you're going to have the permanent storage with your oxygen absorber pack. You drop it in liquid nitrogen, and it sterilizes it better than radiation, and there's no chemicals or whatever, and then it's ready for long-term, years and years storage. That's your own food you dehydrate for meals. Favorite company for getting some of these foods, but you can do it yourself. You need to start storing it now, and I'll tell you why. And I gave this prophecy earlier this year. The seven fat years started in 2018. 2025, which is the end of the Trump administration's second term, is the end of those 7 years. And the lean years are going to mean war, pestilence, and danger to the population of Earth. And if you look at the timeline of everything that's going on, and you can see even some of the things that Trump is doing are very good. He just was at a pro-life gala, but on the other hand, he passed a regulation that allowed the spreading of 5G network across the country, which is very bad. Now, I think the man is based on ignorance. He's surrounded by very evil people, and of course, he's a high-level Royal Arch Mason trying to do right in his own eyes. I think his intentions are right, but no different than those of King Herod Agrippa, who probably wasn't an evil man by his very nature, but people don't understand the nature of evil. Evil is doing what is right in your own eyes. So he actually built, with his own money, the temple of Herod Agrippa. That's why the temple that Jesus went to when he asked to show over the money tables was built by King Herod. He was a wealthy guy, appointed by the Romans as the local authority or projection of authority of Rome, but he wasn't doing evil things. In fact, when he was following John the Baptist before his wife Herodias talked to him after he was drunk and watching the dance of Salome, gave her any wish she wanted, and it turned out to be the head of John the Baptist. That's why he was born exactly 6 months earlier than Jesus. So if you can count back the dates from John the Baptist, who was born on Pascha or Passover, Jesus was born on Sukkot, the same birth date as Adam. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
Yeah. And what people have to start understanding is, right now I'm praying for Trump, that he not only stays pro-life, but he also becomes informed by good Christian people around him. Most of the people around him are globalists on the right. There's globalists on the right or left. And he's doing some right things, like I'm really pleased that he's pro-life and he's cut the Title X funding for abortion here from federal government, so my Christian tax money doesn't go to kill babies. But people have to understand, God's definition of evil is different than what the churches teach. They teach what I call good based on the socially acceptableness of your heart. In other words, do people like you? Now, God doesn't judge based on whether you're liked or not liked. He judges on whether or not you hear and do his will. Shema is the Hebrew word. And so storing food isn't just so it can be a sign gift that, hey, you're going to survive this. It's a sign that our God is with us, but he's warning us. He's telling us right now through his prophets, which includes Jonathan Gray and people like me, telling you, if you don't prepare yourself, you're going to be in a desperate situation, and you're going to eat your dogs and then your children. In fact, in the Second World War, people ate children, didn't they?
I did. You wouldn't think that possible, but yes, they were eating their own children, killing their own babies.
Right. So you need to understand this, people out there. Now, I have come back from the death twice, at birth and 8 and a half, and I have literally, by the skin of my teeth, avoided death 5 years ago, and people don't know my whole testimony. And why do you suffer? And this is something people, I was watching Joyce Meyer last night, and she's a very brilliant Christian prophetess, I call her. But I'm going to go even a little deeper. People suffer for three reasons. One, if you do what Jesus did and do the right thing, the world is going to come against you. Number two, you're going to suffer because you're not only under a physical attack or emotional attack or financial attack, you're under demonic attack. So the devil is after you, number two. And number three, it's what's called a teaching mechanism to make you lean on God. God allows you, just like the wandering of the 3.5 million Hebrews in the desert was to teach them to follow Moshe, who's the voice of God, speaking to them to get them right with God, to cleanse them in the desert. And right now, you're listening to the show, you may say, well, I got a full belly, I'm fine, I can go to the pizza parlor, I can go to a movie tonight, I'm not too worried, you know, I've got my own gun so I can protect myself from neighbors if things get bad. If you're not prepared in every way that God wants you, which is food, self-protection, etc., you're not even going to be around not only for your family, but for your neighbors when desperation happens. And people have to understand, this is a sign gift to say, our God is with us, but you must listen and do like Joshua did when he had to come against the Canaanites, Jebusites, etc., the Otherites, and be so prepared for what is going to come, which is going to be very vicious. Just like we talked about the 5G network and the Matrix. People say, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. And when the food stops, and by the way, up to the early 80s, we had 3 years of food, of long-term food storage, grains and other things in America. We don't have 4 days worth. And if the power goes out, it'll be cleared from the shelves in 2 hours. So if you think that you're going to survive beyond the fourth day, it's going to get vicious. And the best way to think of it is the Venezuelization of America, where they've eaten all their pets now. A million people have gone out of the country to places like Colombia. And people don't understand this could get a lot worse, from geoclimatic disasters to financial disasters to coming wars. And some of them might be a lot sooner. We may have, as I say, wars and rumors of wars. People aren't prepared for an economic collapse. For example, the negotiations with Kim Jong-un, if they just hit us with an EMP weapon, our society is going to collapse and we're going to eat ourselves. People say, oh, that won't happen in a modern society. Much of Americans are Christian. Most people are Christian-ish. If they actually had to suffer, and firstly, God allows you to suffer because, number one, you didn't listen to him and his prophets to tell you, to warn you. But he also tells you that if you use your suffering that God puts you through to learn the sign gifts of how to lean on God, you know, it says in the Bible, lean unto God in not unto your own understanding. That's not just like, hey, that's a good idea. It's a proscription that if you don't do it, you're going to be under judgment. That's not good, is it?
No way. Absolutely.
So let's continue. So we need to get prepared, don't we? And I tell people, these are the fat years. These are the years when you can start preparing yourself for what's coming, because what's coming is the, I call the omnicide of not just humanity, but most of the biosphere. The globalists are getting ready to kill off almost everything. They want to be a dead cinder around a yellow dwarf star, don't they?
Yep. Okay.
Please continue.
Yes, now we're talking about protein in legumes and protein in grains. Now, here's some vegetable proteins, and the list is large, actually, but I'll go through a few of them. Write these down. Artichokes, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, cucumbers, eggplant, green peas, green pepper, kale, lettuce, mushrooms, mustard green, onions, potatoes, spinach, tomatoes, turnip greens, watercress, yams, zucchini, and you could just keep on going. All of those are packed with protein. Now, in my book, Will You Survive? In fact, I document all of these and more so that you can have a checklist that you can refer to. Now, what about fruits? Protein in fruits. Well, we could mention apples, bananas. And by the way, bananas are a perfect food. Bananas and coconuts have everything virtually in them. Apple, banana, cantaloupe, grape, grapefruit, honeydew melon, orange, papaya, peach, pear, pineapple, strawberry, tangerine, watermelon. The list is endless. So there's plenty of good things here you can grow. Protein in nuts and seeds. Well, we've mentioned almonds, and we should say cashews and filberts and hemp seeds and peanuts, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, and black walnuts. So there's plenty of good protein that you can store for a long shelf life.
And by the way, this is the currency of the future. The currency of disaster isn't just gold, like even carrot bars and carrot bank, which is a good idea to have carrot bars. But the best currency will be when the disaster strikes is food. If you have dehydrated and ready to serve food or that has long shelf life, this is going to be better than gold, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. much better than gold. This will be the ultimate exchange system.
Oh, yeah. The smile on someone's face when you come out with a container of food that'll keep someone alive for a few months while they get their garden going is immense. The witness that you actually did it because you're a Christian and you actually heard the witness of God to tell them to be prepared, not just for yourself, but your friends and neighbors and those you need a witness to, is immense, isn't it? Just like Egypt became wealthy because they had the warning of the seven fat years, the reason why it became so wealthy. Amazing program. So, in other words, when we store food and store more than we need just for our local family, we're storing it for salvation of those during destitution. They'll know it wasn't we do it because we wanted to feel special when things go fall apart or tell people, I told you so. It's because we cared about them, not for a love just of a fellow man, but the love of God through us to save them not just from physical death and starvation and destitution, but from spiritual death because they didn't realize God was with them through us witnessing to them at the time of destitution. Good this comment. The seven fat years are going to end, and when they end, it's going to get ugly, isn't it?
It will. It's coming.
Right. Yeah. Now we have a timeline. We have a timeline now. People have to understand that. That's why when we see the U.S. Embassy moving, I think last week, to Tel Aviv, and we see the promise of Donald Trump saying, like King Herod Agrippa, I'm going to help you build your temple, which I think is obviously shows he's ignorant, because a temple to start a blood sacrifice is the abomination, and it'll desolate because it has to be tied to giving the caliphate and the Mount of Olives to the Muslims and declaring a Palestinian state, which is a desolation. So if you actually study the Hebrew scriptures, it tells you that Donald Trump is collaborating, even if he's not doing it overtly, but sideways with actually the laying out of the final end times scenario. And he's got good intentions. You can see he's actually, I can tell when I watched him on TV about being pro-life now, and he used to be pro-choice. The man has gone through a conversion, but he's not all the way through. He's still Trump Pinocchio, I call it. Someday, if we pray for him, he'll become a real live Christian president. He's getting there. But we need to pray for the man that he doesn't turn into Herod Agrippa and literally behead us by doing something very evil. Right?
Yes. That's right.
So now, let's go on. Let's continue with the foods and other things we store. What things should we not store? What foods and things should we not store?
Well, actually, don't store things just because of their taste. Don't store things because they're cheap. Be careful. I think we did spend a little bit of time on that this morning.
Right. And you can see, by the way, you can store even honey or cheese as a dried dehydrated powder, too, and some mashed potatoes. So you have to understand, some of these you can have a short-term storage of some honey and some canned goods, but the canned goods only last maybe 2 or 3 years. If you're talking about, because you have to understand what's coming, it may be a collapse of civilization that may never, in its previous form, come back. In other words, if civilization crashes and 90% of the population is gone, which means from 324 million Americans, we may have 34 million left at the end of this disaster. People say, oh, that can't happen. I'm thinking, the globalists are working hard to make sure it does happen. They've stated in the World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, all these documents, even the Pope when he met in 2016 before Obama left office, they had 72 world leaders with the Pope and Barack Obama, and they all agreed with this idea of really population reduction and the Paris Accord, which is tied to carbon credits, and the carbon generators are us. We're the carbon generators.
That's right. Now, two top bulk grains to store are brown rice and spelt flour.
Ah.
But before you store grains, remember this, the bugs, the rats, and the mice know good food. And among 100 bags of white rice, they'll always attack the one bag of brown rice. So when you know this, you may find it helpful to heat your brown rice to kill all bugs and eggs, then store it in airtight containers until ready to use.
Well, what I would do is I'd take them and put them into tubes and drop them in liquid nitrogen, and store each tube separate, so you don't have one giant bulk bag in a bunch of tubes that have an oxygen concentrator in it after you've dropped in liquid nitrogen, so that the grain has been not only sterilized but also is compartmentalized, so you don't have a giant bulk bag that can then be infected and can become a massive mess.
That's right, yes. That's very good advice. Now, What should we store food in? If you have grains and want to make bread from them, you need a mill. Now, that's a dilemma now, because most people don't know what to do, how to do that. So this may be worth learning. Learn how to make bread.
Great.
In fact, I'm enjoying my wife's homemade bread much better than anything I've ever bought
store. My wife's a breadaholic, but you need to have both an electrical grinder and a hand grinder, because you can't assume you're going to always have electricity, or you may have minimal electricity.
Exactly, yes. And preparation is not just what to get, but also what to do with it after you get it. So how much should you get? Where should you put it? These are good questions. And if you buy large sacks of rice and beans, repackage them in bagged plastic bags. I say gallon-sized bags with the twist ties, they're the cheapest. And then put them in a plastic storage bin with diatomaceous earth. And that you can get that kind of earth from gardening centres, and sprinkle that around the bags. And this kills the bugs. It also kills bugs in your garden. So stock up on it.
Oh, yeah.
And plastic storage bins are available from farmer suppliers in various countries. So keep these bins in a place where they will freeze during the winter and be in the heat in the summer, and this will freeze and boil the weevils out. Now, it's important to steal grains in sealed containers like jars or bins, or they'll become host to bugs also. And placing a bay leaf inside each container, or peppermint gum placed on the outside of the lid, will also protect the contents against bugs. And before eventually using them, observe the grains very carefully. Now, what about storing water? It may be wise also to store 3 months' supply of drinking water. And to store water, you should buy large plastic garbage bins, line each of them with the most durable garbage bag, and fill with water.
Yeah.
Now,
the other trick I use is a 5-gallon storable, non-PVC storage tanks, and put in at least 15 to 30 drops of Nutridyne or plasma iodine. And you want to filter through our pure water system, so it has nothing minerals that's going to grow anything, because it's basically demineralized except calcium, magnesium. And I like the stackable 5-gallon. Some people get the big 60-gallon drums. I think the 5-gallon stackables are much better, because you can put them in closets. You can bring them from an attic or another place in the house, and you can actually exchange them with people. Here's 5 gallons of clean filtered water that's going to be good years from now. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the time, don't wait. That's my message today. Don't wait. The time to store your food insurance program is right now. And the reason is that what you said, Dr. Bill, the globalists are getting ready to reduce the population.
And well, if you talk about the farmers, they're actually a lot of them are committing suicide, but they're stopping to plant crops and have animals. And a lot of these crops, for example, even on here, I'm looking at now, steel-cut oats sold out. Long shelf parboiled rice sold out. If even a tiny fraction of the preppers decide to buy all this stuff, it'll be off the shelf so fast from even the best suppliers, they can't produce enough to even supply a fraction of the preppers, let alone the general population.
Oh, yes.
Start to wake up and say, I better do this, because there's a big sale on right now with Ready Store and the Legacy Foods, which is my favorite, it's gone. It'll be gone so fast. In fact, a lot of it already is gone. So you got to wait. When's the next production? I don't know. They'll tell you, 2 months, 5 months. Who knows what's going to happen, because we got Kim and all the other craziness going on. Things are going to get nasty, and we're going to have threats of war. Things are going to be, we're still going to have fat years, but at the end of the fat years, all hell and Hades is going to break out. And people aren't prepared for it. Yeah.
And so trust me, but what you're saying too, Dr. Bill, buy plenty of jars and supplies now. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. After the word gets out that there's a run on food preparation equipment, the show is over. And right. those who have not taken steps to repair are going to be on their own.
Right.
Now, it's very important to realize that you should also have a bicycle. Don't forget to have a good bike. Now, we must remember that our bikes will not allow us to haul much stuff over a rough terrain, and when their tyres become punctured and destroyed, you'll have no way to replace them.
Right.
So, now, store basic supplies to last you as long as possible. Some people plan to stock up to 3 to 6 months. Others are preparing for a crisis that could last them a year or two. But
yeah.
the important thing is make lists and write down everything you yeah. use every day and items you do also use but not every day and get ready
right.
and stock those up.
You don't have to have multiple years, but you have to be able to transition into home farming and other things for long term. But people have to realize that your storage is going to transition you to an agrarian life where you have to supply yourself by foraging, by growing your own food, by growing your own animals, let's say rabbits or whatever, and that the way of life you had before is gone. So what's coming is going to change everything, isn't it?
It will.
Yeah. Radio like this right now, for example, will be a thing of the past for at least a while.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Warning. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.